630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Senate Republicans are expected to release their version of the Obamacare replacement bill today.
This is going to be a pretty complicated bill, but we are getting some details as to what Republicans are planning. Among them, some of those key Obamacare provisions that were taken out of the House bill, they will likely be back in the Senate bill. And Medicaid expansion, which was a big point of contention in the House bill, originally their plan was to cut it off in 2020. Now the plan will be to keep it fully in place through 2021 before beginning a gradual change.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. Tropical Storm Cindy has made landfall this morning in southwestern Louisiana.
New Orleans plans to keep government buildings and schools open, but Governor John Bel Edwards says the storm could cause flash flooding throughout the state.
We obviously continue to take this storm very seriously.
The Louisiana National Guard has sent helicopters and vehicles that can pass through high water to flood-prone areas.
Correspondent Alan Skaya. Several thousand showed up last night in Reston for a vigil to honor Nabra Hassanan, the 17-year-old Muslim girl murdered last weekend. Meanwhile, police are now looking into another troubling possibility in their murder investigation.
Fairfax County police say it's possible that prior to her death, 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan was sexually assaulted. Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin Rossler telling the Associated Press in an interview that police are waiting for forensic test results to come back, but he says the possibility of a sexual assault is, quote, something of concern to us. Funeral services for Hassanan were held yesterday. 22-year-old Darwin Martinez Torres has been charged with her murder. ICE has lodged a detainer on him. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Prince William County School Board has approved new anti-discrimination protections for LGBT students and employees, but the new policy also directs the superintendent not to change the school system's policy on bathroom use. Instead, individual school principals will handle that on a case-by-case basis. A man accused of bringing an AR-15 and 90 rounds of ammunition to the Trump Hotel downtown last month is expected back in court today as authorities try to figure out if he's competent to stand trial.
Brian Moles violated the initial terms of his release by coming back to the D.C. area.
Could be because they want to simply overrule the judge and don't want to be told what to do, and that again may be a symptom of a mental problem.
Says legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. A team of psychologists has been evaluating him to see if he's able to understand his charges and participate in his own defense.
And if they can't do either one of those, then they are not competent to stand trial, and the trial is postponed.
Moles was reportedly having marital and employment problems, but DeGeneva says that alone likely isn't enough to find him not competent. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The region's Transportation Planning Board is lending its support now to the plan by Metro's general manager to rescue the transit system.
Metro needs a stable revenue source, according to Sean Kanan.
To support a $500 million annual capital trust fund investment to make sure that we don't slip back into a state of disrepair.
Transportation Planning Board member Ron Meyer.
I think we might need to be getting a little bit more creative as to these solutions and what ways it can be accomplished.
He says a sales tax in Virginia could work.
But I think it has to be looked at in the context of, can we replace the current capital contributions localities are making with a sales tax?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,410, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, Max Scherzer flirts with another no-hitter, but the Nats end up losing to the Marlins. The O's fall to Cleveland. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The journey of a lifetime could lead to a recording contract and guaranteed radio airplay. Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today. Nash Next 2017, sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites. The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And
This is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to mrcsticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's mrcsticker.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Silver Spring, Four Corners, an hour into it. Still no change, Bill. We have all southbound lanes of 29 Colesville Road blocked at University Boulevard. Pedestrian struck. So, unfortunately, a lot of activity there. So, this is one of those mornings. Start planning ahead. This might be one of your mornings to use the Intercounty Connector if you're coming down through the Fairland area over to 95 or toward your destination, or if you have to go in the westbound direction of the ICC. Even Randolph Road, New Hampshire Avenue through White Oak, all those could be your bailout routes to get you around this problem. Again, Colesville Road shut down southbound in Four Corners at University Boulevard with this incident. They may be needing to do an investigation as that unfolds. I'll let you know. Northbound side is open. Also, a bit of activity on Connecticut Avenue. Southbound coming out of Kensington, initially reported as a crash. Southbound Connecticut Avenue at Beach Drive, but callers telling me a lot of police activity there, maybe blocking that ramp to get onto the Beltway Interloop side. Virginia Beltway, been uneventful, which we like. A little bit of volume in Annandale. And now just as you pass the Georgetown Pike to the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're partly sunny and hot today, but those with respiratory issues, be careful. Air quality alert is in effect for today. Our high 92, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overcast tonight, a slight chance for a rain shower, low 74. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Dumfries, 66 in Germantown, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Senior U.S. intelligence officials reportedly confirmed that President Trump suggested that they say publicly there was no collusion with the Russians. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us later this hour at 7:35, we'll speak to Jim Phillips. He is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and he'll give us the rundown on Jared Kushner's trip to the Middle East. And at 8:35, it's Phil Kirpin, who is the president of a group called American Commitment, and we're going to talk about what to expect in the healthcare bill that's supposed to be unveiled today. Speaking of unveiling, guess who's here with me? I'm Mary Walter with Larry O'Connor.
It's great to be here.
And here's something else we know for sure after last night. It is Pelosi who remains a pretty big drag for Democrats at the polls in certain districts, particularly this one. She was a much bigger presence in this race than President Trump was. And you could argue was the Republicans' most potent attack. 98% name ID when this race started for Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, a big drag on the ticket. That, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense now. Nancy Pelosi, drag. I guess she can pick whatever bathroom over there at the Capitol that she wants to go to.
Oh, that's mean.
Joining us right now is Alex Pappas. He is the White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. And I know that you covered the president's speech in Iowa. Want to get to that in a minute. But this seems to be the topic du jour inside the Beltway that suddenly Democrats are questioning Nancy Pelosi's leadership. Is this a real thing? Could there actually be some repercussions, Alex?
It is a real thing, and Republicans, as you can tell, are having a good time with this. The NRCC was tweeting out yesterday, you know, please, Democrats, keep Nancy Pelosi as your speaker. Obviously, they have fun when they say stuff like that, and it reminds me of a time recently, because this isn't necessarily a new thing that Republicans have used her as the boogeyman in a race to try to ask a Democrat, you know, would you vote for Nancy Pelosi as speaker, and then say that person's an extremist. You know, the Republican National Committee, if you walk around outside their headquarters, they always have those big signs that they've used for years that say fire Pelosi, you know, I've seen them before change it to hire Pelosi, saying they love it that Democrats have her because they're going to use her in these elections. So, yes, you know, I think that you're going to continue to start to hear a little bit more about, you know, is there fresh leadership that Democrats should consider, and meanwhile, Republicans are going to keep having fun with it.
Here's the question, though. Is it Nancy Pelosi, or is it the fact that their only message is resistance? They have no platform. What are they running on? Is it her, or is it really something else?
Well, I mean, obviously, the Democrats have a lot of problems they've got to work out. It isn't just Nancy Pelosi. It's just the fact that she is probably one of the most, you know, recognized Democrats that Republicans can use across the country. Obviously, she's been around for a long time, and she's been involved in Obamacare and a lot of things. And she's part of, you know, the group of congressional Democrats that's just perfect in a political campaign.
As you covered the White House there, did you notice yesterday, did they have a little extra spring in their step after the Georgia 6 results came in? And they, you know, that has to, listen, it was the media who made this a referendum on Trump. So since the Republican pulled it out after $30 million being spent against her, I think it's fair for the Trump White House to say, yeah, it was a referendum on us and we won.
Yeah, and you know what? And for all the talk in the media about how it was a referendum, we didn't hear a whole lot about it. Then again, yesterday morning,
yeah,
the media, so I think you would have had the results been the opposite.
Oh, obviously, yeah, they had the countdown clock on cable news leading up, and then as soon as it was over, okay, let's move on to Russia again. We got other things to talk about.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, the president in his speech last night, both in his rally and in his other remarks when he was visiting a tech school in Iowa, was obviously talking about it, saying, you know, we've won five races, that in these five, you know, special elections, that there's been a lot of talk about, are Democrats, the resistance, going to have their first scalp and flip a seat, and they have it. And so obviously that's the sort of thing that Donald Trump loves more than anything. I mean, he's a competitor and he loves to win and he loves to talk about winning. And yes, he was talking a lot about it last night in his rally.
Yeah,
he's having fun with it.
And talking about, you know, Democrats have to get on board. What have Democrats always said? Republicans need to adopt some of our views. You know, if Republicans would just work with us, yeah, we could do something. President Trump used that exact line last night. If Democrats would just work with us, it's time for them to come together with us. In other words, you keep losing. Maybe it's time to get on board. I don't know if leadership changes that.
Yeah, and yeah, so that's been his thing recently. He's really been on the kick that Democrats are obstructionists. They, you know, all they do is obstruction. They're not willing to even deal with me, meet with me. I mean, keep in mind, yesterday we found out the Congressional Black Caucus, for example, had been invited to the White House to come and meet with the president, and they said that they're not even going to take the meeting. So, you know, I think the president's going to be able to use things like that to say, listen, you know, people accuse me of not getting anything done. I want to get things done. You name it, on infrastructure, tax reform, health care. But, you know, I invite a group of Democrats to the White House and they won't even meet with me. I think that sort of thing could backfire on Democrats.
I think you're right. And it's a great point, Alex. I know that you've, Alex Pappas is our guest. He's a White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. You reported on that at the Examiner. You've also reported on this speech that you mentioned in Iowa. And he specifically talked about a policy with regard to immigration and whether immigrants should come in and be able to get welfare immediately coming into this country. It could be controversial, but I think it's a great political argument to make. Why bring people into this country who immediately become dependents on the state?
Right. And I think it was interesting. It may have been the first time, and I may be wrong, that was the first time I've heard the president make that specific point in the speech, when he was talking about immigration, saying that new immigrants need to, they should not be able to get any sort of government benefits of welfare, you know, for the first 5 years they're here, and they must, you know, we must be able to know that they are financially stable. And he said there's some sort of legislation that he may be pushing that will, you know, to that effect. And then, of course, he was also talking about this whole idea of solar panels on the wall, which was, he's mentioned before, but made a kind of a big deal about it last night.
I love it. Now, hold on. Usually that's, he's done that to troll Democrats. It's like, oh, don't worry, it'll be a beautiful wall, but we'll do your green energy.
Right.
But did you feel like this was a serious policy idea?
Well, you never, it's President Trump. You don't know. And he said it before. And yes, some people took it that way as a troll, but he said, listen, it's my idea. It's going to be self-sufficient in the way that it funds itself, and we're going to keep looking into it.
I love that. I think we should build the wall first and then worry about how to decorate it. but this idea of immigrants not being allowed to have welfare, I can already hear the left You know what? That is so hateful. Why are you so greedy? You know, these poor people, they're just here to make a better life for themselves. And this country, why don't we take money away from some of these greedy CEOs for these poor people who are just here to try to better themselves? Yet, those were the same rules when my grandparents came to this country. They were not, they had to have sponsors. They had, the immigration came and checked on them to make sure they had jobs. And after they became citizens, they were not allowed to have any kind of social program after they became citizens. Yep. For X number of years.
Alex Pappas, coming up a little later this morning, we're going to be talking with Phil Kirpin about this Senate health care bill that we're supposed to see now. Are your sources telling you that we will, in fact, get an unveiling today?
Yeah, that's what I've heard from everyone is today. Now, I can't say anything specifically about what's going to be in it. You know,
well, that's not stopping everyone else in the media, Alex. That's all they're talking about is what's in something they haven't seen.
Yeah, but yeah, so everything I hear, we're going to get some news today, so I think that's going to be a big topic.
Yeah, well, I think to sum this up here, I think Nancy Pelosi's in trouble because Cher tweeted out that it's time for her to go. And when you lose Cher, you know, there's your political career is over.
Wow. Yeah, just ask Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Alex Pappas, Washington Examiner. Great job as always, Alex. Follow his byline over there at Wex. He rocks.
All right, thanks, guys.
It is 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Well, tough morning for commuters trying to get through Silver Spring Four Corners area. Still shut down southbound side of Colesville Road at University Boulevard. Unfortunately, had a pedestrian that was struck in that area. An investigation is still ongoing. They're detouring commuters through the neighborhood there, and that's definitely not a great option for you. So planning ahead coming out of Fairland. You might want to use the ICC, push over to 95, New Hampshire Avenue. That works as your alternate, too. That hasn't picked up too much of bailout traffic. It will, but definitely works better than sitting on southbound 29 to get, again, through the neighborhood, through this investigation. Northbound side of Colesville Road, you can get by. Now, let's get you across the American Legion Bridge. What's hanging you up coming out of Tyson's? A stalled car. Well, it looks like an SUV, but help is there. Left lane is blocked, but delays now, again, before the toll road to the Legion Bridge, one stalling all of us through that stretch. Have patience. And in Dale City, jammed is eastbound Prince William Parkway. Midway between Minneville Road and Smoketown Road, that's where the crash is on the Prince William Parkway under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly sunny. It's going to be hot. There's a chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm with a high of 92. Tonight, overcast, slight chance of rain, low 74, but tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and storms, especially later, high near 90 tomorrow. Chance of rain, 90%, and rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Currently in our nation's capital, 77 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
And I want to tell you a story coming out of Virginia. Is free thanks to U.S. District Judge Elizabeth K. Dillon. She, under the Office of Refugee Resettlement, it was the Office of Refugee Resettlement is involved in this because she ordered this teen who is unnamed. He's 17 years old. He came here under
He wasn't named?
No, he's unnamed because he's 17.
Oh, they're protecting his name.
Yes, they're protecting his name.
He
was one of the 150,000 unaccompanied alien children who came here under the UAC, which is the Unaccompanied Alien Children Act. And most of them came from Central America.
Oh, he's a dreamer.
They associate him with the UAC, which under President Obama allowed these unaccompanied minors, which, you know, urging people to send their unaccompanied minor children across the border with a bunch of, you know, coyotes that you pay is always so safe. I can't believe we urged that. But he came here, he arrived in 2014, and it turns out that he was held as soon as he got here because the U.S. Border Patrol had knowledge of his gang history, and they also knew that he was a known drug dealer. So they knew who he was. So he's been held based on that because they don't want to release him. Well, this judge, U.S. District Judge Elizabeth K. Dillon, ruled that by holding him without a hearing, the government violated his rights to due process and family unity and ordered him released.
Family unity?
Yep. Well, because, you know, they all come here. They know how to work the system. They come here. A lot of them lie and say they're children under the age of 18 and they're 35 years old. But they say that they're children and they say that they have family here. And then your tax dollars pay to bus or fly these children wherever they say they want to go in the United States so they can be with their family that's here. So he is he's leaving the area, which I guess is the silver lining in all of this. They also say he's a member of MS-13, by the way, just to add to that. So he's a known drug dealer. We know that he's involved in gang activities. He's a member of MS-13, but we violated his rights. So we are now paying to send him to Kentucky to live with family. And they will not release his name because they want to protect his safety.
Hold on. So now this is what I don't understand about that. Listen, greater constitutional scholars than I will debate whether this person has the right to due process and whether the Bill of Rights protects him, even though he's not an American citizen and crossed the border illegally and all of that jazz. Set that aside for a moment. If he is a known gang member and a known drug user, and even if we held him against his due process and this judge has released him, what's stopping ICE from just grabbing him at the door as he leaves the courthouse and sending him home to El Salvador, where he literally belongs?
I think that that's a wonderful
idea. Honduras.
Honduras, yes, yes.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. So
But they didn't do that.
No, they did not do that. No, but now he has been reunited with his mom and his half siblings that he didn't even know he had. He's on his way to Kentucky. So, yay, good for him. This is what's happening in Virginia. This is an Obama appointed judge, not a surprise.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that, I'm quoting him now, if they come as undocumented minors, the federal government transports them wherever in the interior they say they want to go, in this case, Kentucky. The bad guys know how this system works, and they have exploited it. And yet, Mr. Attorney General, you haven't done anything to change that.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know what? I blame the Trump administration on this one. This is a bad program. You know it's a bad program. You've chosen not to change it, so own it.
Yep. It is 7:22 on WMAO.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Well, you know, I've been looking for a new dentist, so I listened to Larry O'Connor here because he's full of great advice. And I went and I met Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry.
Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob.
So awesome, right? Because I get nervous when it's time to go for a checkup. I think most people do. And it's important to not keep putting those checkups off, and too many of us wait until we're in pain and then we finally go to the dentist. Well, that nagging pain that you have maybe right now is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. And summer is a great time to finally take care of it. During your first new patient visit, they'll take the time to learn more about you and they will work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. Now, if you prefer sedation, they'll customize that for you too. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, so you don't have to keep coming back. And in many cases, you won't even remember you were there. Or if you just need something to make you a little bit less anxious, they can do that for you as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or maybe you just need a really great dentist, take my advice and Larry's advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating.
I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
We all want to be our healthiest, so we get a doctor. Pretty good, right? Or maybe we get a group of doctors who all work together. Even better. But what if we could have a group of top doctors working together with our health coverage? That would be Kaiser Permanente. We work together to make sure you get the care you need and the coverage to make it happen. Because your health is the only thing that matters. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Maryland, Silver Spring, and Four Corners, just a mess. We have southbound 29 Colesville Road remains shut down at University Boulevard. Had a pedestrian struck. So you're coming out of the Fairland area. Yep, Fairland. You know, you have to start thinking and planning ahead because delays are just after Randolph Road and solid, just inching along. You don't want to get stuck in this. If you're coming through White Oak, take New Hampshire Avenue. That works as an alternate over to I-95 as well. If you're coming south out of Wheaton, Glenmont, George Avenue, that's still good down through to the Beltway. Improving southbound Connecticut Avenue. Before you get to the Belt, we had the earlier incident. Stalled car on the American Legion Bridge left side with your delays just north of Route 7. So coming out of Tyson's, a heavy lineup to get beyond the broken down. Once you do, you're good up toward the 270 spur. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, we just have that stop and go, but a lot of it before St. Barnabas Road. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny and hot with some poor air quality out there as an air quality alert is in effect. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible late. High around 92. Overcast, isolated shower storm possible tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 77 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
I want fabulous. That is my simple request. All
Sharpay. You know, Mary, men are revolting. Men are revolting across Europe against dress codes, if I may finish my thought. I can't believe I dangled that one out there for you. Apparently, it's very hot in Europe right now, in Great Britain and in France. And men, especially in government jobs or going to school with school uniforms, they have to wear trousers. And they don't like it. And so some of their, well, you can always wear a skirt, you know, as a joke, because the women are allowed to wear a skirt. So they are. And when I first heard this story, I thought, oh, they're wearing kilts. Okay, no big deal. No. They're wearing skirts. They're putting on women's skirts. In England, they're going full Benny Hill. It's La Cage aux Folles under the Arc de Triomphe in Paris there as they are trying to make a point. Why should they not be allowed to wear shorts? Because it's hot out. If they're at work, their uniform should accommodate shorts. You know, our brave men in the military have to face this. Women can wear skirts in the military, but men have to wear trousers. It's unfair. I want equal protection.
Well, awesome. I think that's fantastic. However, if you decide to wear a dress, I think you should also have to wear the accompanying bra, thong, and high heels. Tell me how comfortable it is.
Well, do I have to do that again?
I know you just got changed, but I'm just
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on a full charge? That means you can go from D.C. to Baltimore and back twice on a single charge. And most people won't have to worry about recharging every day for most average commuting. Chevy cracked the code on electric vehicles with 238 miles of range for an affordable price. And people are really taking notice. The all-electric Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car. It's a great car.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959. This offer won't last. Call now. 1-800-632-5959. 1-800-632-5959.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Coming up on WMAL, Jim Phillips from the Heritage Foundation will be here to give us a rundown on Jared Kushner's trip to the Middle East. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. A big traffic problem this morning in Montgomery County at a key choke point. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Tell us where the problem is.
Well, unfortunately, Bill, accident investigation continues, and this is on the southbound side of 29 Colesville Road at University Boulevard. That's right in the Four Corners area, and yes, you got that right. We have so many commuters that head through there. Pedestrian struck, and according to police, the taxi that struck the pedestrian stayed on the scene. Person transported in critical condition. But again, like I said, investigation underway with the closure, and I'll have alternates and more coming up in traffic.
Tropical storm Cindy has made landfall in southwestern Louisiana. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
This storm system is drawing in a significant amount of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and depending on its exact track over the next few days, we have the potential for localized flooding across this region, anywhere from Louisiana to eastern Texas, the Florida Panhandle into Alabama, parts of Mississippi, even Georgia as well.
The storm's already blamed for at least one death. Several thousand people came to a vigil last night in Reston in memory of 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan, the Muslim girl murdered last weekend and what police still say was not a hate crime. Meanwhile, Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin Rossler tells the Associated Press that police are investigating whether Hassanan may have been sexually assaulted before her death. And the Prince William County School Board has voted to enact new anti-discrimination protection for LGBT students and employees, but the board has also directed the superintendent not to change existing policy on bathroom use. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,410, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports is oh so close to another no-hitter for Max Scherzer, but he loses it in the eighth. And he loses the game as the Nats fall to the Marlins. The Orioles drop another one to the Indians. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Joey Votto.
Deep left, and that's going out of here.
Always red hot against the Nats. Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg blows it by him with 96.
And since he's seeing red last July, license to hit versus permission to deal. Catch everything. Nationals Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Every day,
On the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history, Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears. Plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. June 26th, 7 p.m., Verizon Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Major problem continues in Maryland trying to get in through Silver Spring and Four Corners. Closed all southbound lanes of 29 Colesville Road at University Boulevard. Accident investigation had a pedestrian that was struck. So for everybody coming south, say out of Fairland, might want to think about the ICC over to Maryland 95. If you're in the backups, you're going to be sitting in a big delay, even getting down into White Oak to get to New Hampshire Avenue. So plan ahead. Again, southbound Colesville remains closed with accident investigation. Northbound lanes open and just a brief delay there at the scene. Better news at the American Legion Bridge. The broken down SUV has been towed out of there. We still have big delays, though, north of 66 as a result. So Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, heavy. Dale City still jammed. Eastbound Prince William Parkway with the crash. It's midway between Minneville Road and Smoketown Road, so extra time needed there. And in case you missed it, Lawyers Road reopened. In Reston, Lawyers Road, you can now get by at Soapstone Drive. Had an accident that brought down some wires, but repairs have been completed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny and hot with some poor air quality out there as an air quality alert is in effect. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible late, high around 92. Overcast, isolated shower storm possible tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Leesburg, 70 in Hyattsville, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, what do you want to do for your summer vacation? Most Americans don't want to do a darn thing. And Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, is going to join us to talk about what we believe will be a Republican Senate health care bill released today. I'm Larry O'Connor, and it's good to be here next to Mary Walter.
So nice to have you. It feels like Friday today, I have to tell you. It feels like Friday. So thank you for that. I'm going to be horribly disappointed when that alarm goes off tomorrow morning and go, wait, I thought today's Saturday. Joining us right now is Jim Phillips. He is a senior research fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation. He's going to give us a review of a Kushner's trip to the Middle East. Jared Kushner headed over and he met with some folks. Well, Jim, welcome. Good morning.
Well, thank you.
Yes. We appreciate you being here. So Jared Kushner headed over to the Middle East. He met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu first, and then he was going to meet with President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. This was a very short 24-hour trip. Why send Jared Kushner, and why was he sent?
Well, I think he symbolizes a very close connection to the president himself, and in the Middle East, family connections are respected and seen as in some ways the best connections, because you know the message is going to get to the top, without being filtered by various bureaucrats.
Okay, so he trusts Jared Kushner to be able to do that and carry his message directly to these two people, and also to carry their message back to him without some kind of a slant on it, that he'll get the real deal from Jared Kushner. We know the last administration pretty much ignored the Middle East. We know that that President Obama really did not like Benjamin Netanyahu. Do you see that President Trump being open, it seems, to both sides, being open to Abbas, being open to Netanyahu, as reopening some kind of hope for peace in the Middle East?
Well, I think the Trump administration has tried to position itself to actually advance these negotiations. I think it's a very difficult uphill struggle. However, I think they avoided one of the mistakes the Obama administration made early on, when it made stopping settlements the keystone of its diplomacy, and that put Prime Minister Netanyahu in a very awkward position, because his cabinet is to his right and supported settlements even more than he did. And then when he did stop settlements for a period, the Palestinians still refused to negotiate, so those negotiations broke down back in 2014, and the Trump administration, rather than insisting that the settlements must stop, has called on Prime Minister Netanyahu for restraint on the settlements, but not made that an absolute litmus test. Because the problem is that the settlements are not as much of a barrier to peace as terrorism is, and the terrorism threat must be addressed, I think, first, before any progress can be made.
Our guest is James Phillips, Senior Research Fellow from Middle Eastern Affairs at Heritage Foundation. And you lay out there that Jared Kushner is seen as a reliably pro-Israel figure in the Trump administration, and it makes sense for him to sort of go and assure the Prime Minister Netanyahu that their interests will be looked after as they move forward in this peace process. A lot of people who have been concerned about President Trump's approach to the Israeli and Palestinian conflict voice that they worry that his goal is to make a deal, because that's what he does. And the worry here is that when you make a deal, you end up giving something up. So what does he want, or what will he suggest Israel give up? Because I don't see Israel, requiring to be giving up anything. They shouldn't have to give up anything.
Well, I think the Palestinians would want some kind of land swaps to compensate for the land that would be lost when large block of settlements are folded into Israel. But I would agree that I don't see a comprehensive settlement coming anytime soon, if only because even if Israel and the Palestinian Authority signed a perfect peace treaty tomorrow, Hamas would be in a position to explode it with another round of rocket terrorism the next day. Well, Hamas has a hammerlock on Gaza and has turned that into a base for launching rockets in Israel. So as long as Hamas is positioned there, then either it must be brought into the peace process, which I think its ideology would preclude, because it's not only against negotiating with Israel, it's against Israel's very existence.
And to that end, we continue to send American tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority, despite the fact that they have turned a blind eye to terror attacks against Israeli citizens. And the leader, Mr. Abbas, has been in power and in office well beyond his elected term. At what point does the Trump administration say, hey, clean up your act, get a real government in place? You don't deserve to have a country yet. You haven't shown that you can.
And this is going to be a point of pressure with Abbas, especially the president himself mentioned a problem with Palestinian incitement, the Palestinian media inciting terrorist attacks, and then the Palestinian Authority paying the families of those killed in terrorist attacks or those that went to jail. And that's not the actions of a party that's serious about peace.
Very quickly, I want to go back to the selection of Jared Kushner and him being pro-Israel. He is Jewish himself. Is that a negative as far as Abbas is concerned? Does he view it as, hey, he's already on their side?
I think it could be taken that way. The Palestinians have argued consistently that the U.S. is not a genuine, honest broker because it is much closer to Israel than to them. But on the other hand, they have pocketed an awful lot of aid from the U.S., so that should reassure them to some degree.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Phillips, thank you so much. We appreciate your insight. And thank you for joining us this morning. It's Jim Phillips, Senior Research Fellow from Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation.
It's 7:44 on WMAO.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Silver Spring or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
7:45 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, looks like we have a little bit of change happening at Silver Spring, Four Corners area. For well over, it's almost coming up on 2 hours now, but the accident investigation that has closed southbound 29 Colesville Road at University Boulevard, and they're zooming the camera in so close here with the truck cameras, it's hard to see, but it looks like, through the trees, it looks like they are now reopening all the lanes, even the last of the trucks that were blocking the right side are moving along. So you will be able to get through that intersection, but with that closure for almost 2 hours, intense delays for everybody coming out of Fairland, White Oak, and pushing down through this stretch. So plan accordingly. Plan for the bailout traffic on New Hampshire Avenue, heavier than normal, over to 95, where a lot of commuters were heading as well. Now, around the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue with the delays, heading inbound inside the Beltway. Let's go through Chevrolet Riverdale. Slows to get to DC 295, but the crash right where you merge onto 295 off of both of those arteries, that's been cleared. It's a little bit better news there. And unfortunately, we're slow westbound freeway to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel with a report of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An air quality alert is in effect for today. We are partly sunny and hot out there. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible, especially for the afternoon, high 92. Overcast tonight. A slight chance of rain shower, low 74. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 77 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Republican may actually be cool. It may be the new hip thing.
Wait, embracing liberty and freedom and
it's the ultimate in resistance now.
I like that.
It's the resistance to the resistance.
That's meta.
It's the resistance to the resistance. And you know how you know this? Because street art in L.A., the hottest street artist right now in L.A. is a guy who's trolling the left.
Oh, I love that.
His name is Sabo.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah.
Sabo. He is a former U.S. Marine. He works for an apartment. And here's the funniest thing is he originally thought, because he's totally cool. He's totally cool, totally anti-establishment, everything you expect a street artist to look like, except he's 49 years old. And he was originally anti-Trump. He thought that people who wanted to vote for Trump were morons and the whole bit. Well, he's slowly come around. He says, I kind of like this guy. I kind of think he's going to do what I think he says he's going to be able to do. So now he's totally trolling L.A. And at night, he goes out and he puts up artwork, these posters of Donald Trump in a lot of the stuff he puts up, I can't say.
Obscene gestures.
Yes, but looking
to
totally,
the establishment.
But he looks totally cool while he's doing it. He's like, and he has it on t-shirts. He has a webpage where people are buying this stuff. He goes to Republican conventions and sells it. And he says he thinks leftism is a disorder. And he claims that Republicans are the new punk. I'm pretty much the only right winger doing guerrilla art. I'm like patient zero, the first one doing this on our side. I cater to young people. I want them to understand that there's another message out there.
Well, you know, the idea of conservatism being the new punk is actually catching on in other areas as well, because you think punk rock, you know, child of the 80s, the birth of punk in the late 70s, you think the Sex Pistols, right? Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols.
Sure.
Well, in March, Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols came out and defended Donald Trump, said he was a joy to behold, a possible friend. He said that the media is trying to smear him as racist, and that's not true. And he said America should support Trump or you'll destroy your country. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols. You know, I used to work with Andrew Breitbart years and years and years ago when we were working out of his basement. His dream was to be on Sirius XM radio, but not as a talk show host. He wanted to do a channel that what he would call Thatcher Reagan Punk. And it would be all about music of the early 80s when he was coming of age musically. And as far as he was concerned, the lyrics and the ethic of that time was very much about freedom and individuality and being your own person and being away from the shackles of the government. And that's what he would love. And I think it's an interesting idea. And let's face it, it's anti-establishment. Well, who's the establishment? Is there anyone more establishment than Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
The Democrats, period. They're all big government. They want to tell you how to live your life. So they're slowly turning against it. And I never thought I would be cool. I was never cool in high school. So maybe now I can finally get a date to the prom. I'm super psyched about this.
No, Mary, you're still not cool.
Well, you know, that hurts. It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $749. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $749. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one-stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning to you, Landon.
Hi, Tamara. Good morning to you. Well, stocks are poised for a flat to lower open on Wall Street today. Oil is trading slightly higher, but near a 10-month low. Prices at the pump haven't been this low at the start of summer in 12 years. President Trump meets with top executives from the wireless industry today. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and many more. Last year, the FCC cleared the way for 5G, a lightning fast next generation of wireless services. The automaker that ranks highest for quality in the latest J.D. Power and Associates car ownership survey, Kia. The Korean brand was also number one last year. The car with the most problems, Fiat. American Airlines is changing uniform suppliers. Employees say the new uniforms are giving them rashes and other reactions because of the fabric. American is letting people wear their old uniforms again. More than 50 new emojis coming this fall for your iPhone include a pretzel, a T-Rex, and a woman with a headscarf. Rumors suggest they'll come with an updated operating system. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have seven seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is brought to you, sponsored by Spot Hero. Maryland 29. We have a change for the better as far as lanes being reopened, but major delays continue. The crash investigation wrapped up in Silver Spring Four Corners area. Southbound 29 at University Boulevard lanes reopen, but for almost 2 hours with the closures back out of Fairland. Watch for delays and jam through White Oak, New Hampshire Avenue. Picks up a lot of the bailout traffic, so still need the extra time, but you can now get through in Four Corners. Oh, we're getting by across the Legion Bridge. The broken down cleared, but major delays almost linking up with that volume out of Annandale toward the Legion Bridge. 66 has been about the volume for you. Yale City, still watch. We had the earlier accident on the Prince William Parkway eastbound south of Minneville Road. Still have a little bit of activity there, but the pace is improving. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny with poor air quality for today. We're hot as well. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible high in the low 90s. Overcast tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 77 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know. A new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
You have no desire to do anything to get up.
to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
And coming up on WMAL.
Last night in Iowa, President Trump proposed a new policy with regard to immigrants. You don't get welfare unless you've been here 5 years. Is that good policy? Is that good politics? We'll discuss.
And Phil Kirpin will be here with us to give us a preview of what's in the much ballyhooed Senate health care bill. We'll find out. You may love it. You may hate it. He's joining us.